Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pastor Paul Lavender with Grace Baptist Church. He's taking over for Pastor Jonathan Edwards that, you know, is moving on to do what he would like to do at the time. And he was kind of doing that before, and now he's going to kind of take over and go back to doing that. And Pastor Lavender is from back east. We're going to talk with him. Sounds like he's been kind of all over. And we're going to talk with him about what brought him to Prize. Pastor Lavender, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you today. Just to let you know where I came from, I have pastored for many years in Macon, Georgia. We left Macon, Georgia in 2010 and went to a church in Canada. The Lord called me up there, and we pastored in Nova Scotia, Canada for over 11 years. And then my mother grew sick back in Richmond, Virginia, and my brother and I talked, and I agreed to leave my church in Canada and go help my brother attend to my mother. She began developing dementia. She was 93 years old, and the doctor told her, Mrs. Lavender, you can live in your home, but you can't live alone. So somebody will have to live with you. So my wife and I agreed to move in. Actually, in the childhood home I grew up in, we moved back in with Mom, and Mom lived until November 5, passed away, went to be with the Lord. Many people said, Paul, what are you going to do now? I said, well, I really don't know yet, but the Lord knows. And then this church opened up in Price, Utah, and my good friend Ron Eamon recommended it to me and recommended me to them. And a long story short, here we are. We came, our first Sunday was Easter Sunday at Grace Baptist in Price. And we've already fallen in love with these people and have enjoyed meeting many, many people in Utah.
Well, and you were talking when you came in that, you know, it's different, a totally different climate, totally different everything. You said you're starting to learn how dry it is here.
Yeah, we lived in Nova Scotia, and literally, if you look at a map of Nova Scotia and you look at the very tip end, the southernmost tip, there's a small part of Nova Scotia called the Hawk. And we lived in a parsonage, and literally, Dave, we could see the ocean out of every window. Every window of our house, we could see the ocean. So lots of humidity there. So we moved here, and almost every window we look out here, we see mountains, these castle top mountains. And so, yeah, it's dry. It's dry. We're learning to drink a lot of bottled water.
And you know what? That'll just stay hydrated, right? And you'll be just fine.
It seems to be the case, yeah.
All right. So what are some of the other things that you're discovering and finding out about the Castle Valley area now that you guys are here?
Well, it's beautiful. We really are enjoying the mountains. I failed to mention this. My daughter and her husband and four of my grandchildren live in Grantsville, which is near Tooele, near Salt Lake City. So that's kind of a bonus. We're about 2.5 hours from Paula Eamon and her family, my daughter. And so that's a blessing. We've enjoyed knowing that we'll get to see them more often. And just the beauty. I've never experienced the West like this before. I'm a country boy, I guess you'd say, from the Southeast, raised in Virginia, served the Lord many years in Georgia and South Carolina. So I'm used to the Southeast, but I'm growing to love the beauty and the grandeur, if you will, of the West. So it's been great.
So you're a Southern gentleman that's come out to the West.
I guess so. Maybe not a gentleman, but certainly Southern. Certainly.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Grace Baptist Church. We get people to go out to there. When are your guys' services, all of that kind of thing?
Okay, good. We would love to have you come and visit with us. Our first service on Sunday morning is at 9:30. It's our worship service. And then we have a brief break in between coffee and donuts. And then at 11 o'clock, we have our Sunday school for all ages, no matter how young or old you are. And then Sunday night, we meet again at 5 o'clock. And then on Wednesday night, we have a Boys and Girls Club for children and young people. And then we also have a prayer meeting on Wednesday night. All that's at 6:30.
All right, so much goes on down there. Sounds like your Sundays are pretty busy.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday evenings as well. So, and you guys are down there on Carbon Avenue, correct?
That's correct, yep.
So look for them down on Carbon Avenue. And you are also going to be taking over the Daily Message from Grace Baptist Church as well. That'll be on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. So
we will be, yes, from Jonathan Edwards over to me.
So it'll be Pastor Paul Lavender now taking over for Pastor Edwards at the Grace Baptist Church in Price down on Carbon Avenue. Pastor, I almost called you Pastor Edwards.
That's okay.
See, it's going to happen.
Okay.
Pastor Lavender, thank you so much for taking out the time to come and talk to us today. And we look forward to catching up again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.